Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As I mentioned a moment ago, Building the Bakken is part of the Crude Life Media Network, and it's not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. With programs like Building the Bakken, we're able to tell the stories about the people, the communities, and the companies within the industry, those who are involved with the ever-changing oil and gas industry. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with Dan Hetherington with SEH. Very exciting news coming out of Belfield, North Dakota. They got the permit to construct from the North Dakota Health Department. The big hurdle has been jumped, and Dan Hetherington from SEH gives us the lowdown on that. Sounds like they're going to begin construction very soon on the Davis Refinery in Belfield, North Dakota. The first greenfield refinery built in the United States, and it's out in the Bakken in Belfield, North Dakota. More to come on that a little later in the program. Dan Hetherington with SEH. And then we talk with John Weaver from W. Reynolds Commercial Capital about a little problem known as accounts receivables. John Weaver's got a solution for that, which many oil and gas companies are finding beneficial, which means a lot of those small businesses can get their money so they can go spend it at the cafe and the local pizzeria and all kinds of different local businesses. One of those topics a lot of people don't necessarily like to talk about, accounts receivables, but over the last 3 years, it has been probably one of the top three issues for the oil and gas industry. John Weaver, W. Reynolds Commercial Capital, a little later in the program. Plus, Andy Craven with Elite Petroleum Technologies, and Otis with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast, multimedia kidpreneur Otis, interviews Rick Ross with Whiting Petroleum. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom and the challenges that he may be faced. When he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dan Hetherington with SEH about the Davis Refinery in Belfield, North Dakota.
Dan Hetherington with SEH, Senior Project Manager for the Meridian Davis Refinery Project.
And as we're speaking right now with Mr. Dan Hetherington, we just got some good news this morning, and so I wanted to get Dan on the phone to talk about hot off the press, if you will, that there's been a development in the Davis Refinery, one that has apparently been anticipated for a long time. So, Dan, I'll let you kind of break that news a little bit on what exactly is the latest on the Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota.
Oh, excellent, Jason. Thank you very, very much. And, yeah, it's a very exciting day. Today we received our permit to construct. That's our air permit through the North Dakota Department of Health Air Quality Division, and it's been a very long process, and we're very excited and grateful to have received it. This process started a long time ago. I mean, to the tune of, you know, we started communications with the department probably 18 months ago, and went back and forth a bunch of times, worked on just the permit itself and what we were requesting and the equipment that is going to be utilized. Went through a public comment period, a public hearing, asking for people's input from all over the place, and things actually came together very, very well. The state of North Dakota has done a tremendous job reviewing these documents and confirming and verifying that not only, you know, what equipment is being proposed to be used, but how much emissions comes off, you know, the individual components and how it all blends together and how it models and, you know, what happens with the airflow and, you know, just everything that goes on with what you can imagine with, you know, any potential airflow coming from a facility. And it's all gone very, very well, extremely well. And today we received that permit. So thank you for that. It's an exciting day. We're very happy.
And just to recap, it is a permit to construct, and that came from the Air Quality Division from the North Dakota Health Department?
That's correct. People will refer to it as the PTC, but that is exactly what you said. It's a permit to construct. So what happens is, just to kind of give you a little heads up, now we have the ability to construct the facility, and then once we commission it and we start operating it, that's when, you know, you're refining or tweaking all of the components and making sure they function well and making sure everything is working properly, and then you get a permit to operate after things are up and functioning and they, you know, all of the emissions meet the requirements and what was allowed in the permit. It's very exciting.
So what is the next step then? Of course, I hear permit to construct. I think, well, time to construct. So, you know, I know that it's easier said than done because, you know, you got to get workers and you got to get, I don't know, is there other red tape you got to get through here?
Well, yeah, there is. But I mean, it's just stuff that I would consider, you know, cost of doing business, general kind of things that need to be finalized. I'll give you some examples. So when we received our zoning approvals and our conditional use permit to Billings County, North Dakota, also a group who really reviewed our applications and our process and the visual impacts and the other impacts that this facility is going to have on the surrounding area, did an amazing job. That they're planning and zoning people out there, and then their county commission. They did see that it was important to them to put a few conditions on the project, things like, you know, bonding and the different agreements that we have to have in place. We have to have hauling agreements, and you know where we're taking, or how we're bringing in our material, and you know how it's all going to be handled, and you know, things like that need to be done. We still need, you know, to get a few different little items in place to make that happen. But this has been kind of the, excuse my terminology, but kind of the big dog. This is a big permit that everybody's been kind of watching.
Mr. Dan Hetherington, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. This is Mr. Dan Hetherington with SEH. We're talking about the Davis Refinery permit to construct being issued from the North Dakota Health Department. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio Herd on the Crude Life Media Network.
I don't mind the part, the bubble keeps getting bigger.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Well, you're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dan Hetherington with SEH, talking about the Davis Refinery getting the permit to construct from the North Dakota Health Department.
Was there anything that, from when you guys started to when you got the permit to construct, that changed at all? Whether it be a little tweak or maybe something very dramatically had to be changed? Or was it pretty much you guys had the idea from the get-go?
So the main concept, the main ideas from the get-go were constant. So those were throughout the entire project. But yes, things were changed through the process. In the beginning, some of our original submittals, you may recall, Jason, that we went through and we made amendments. And because, as you know, everybody was digging into this, some questions were asked, well, what if we did this and what if we did that to make it even better? So we went back and we changed things to reduce emissions even more. Now, in our original application, right from the get-go, is the way you worded it, we believe we would have met all the allowable thresholds anyway. We would have been able to get our permit, but the direction from the CEO, Bill Prentice, was if you find opportunities to reduce them even more, I want to apply those technologies or utilize those opportunities to make it, you know, even a smaller emissions levels. So yes, we went through and we made amendments through the process that were significant, that were able to reduce our emissions even more.
Dan Hetherington with SEH, short, Elliot Hendrickson, where the senior project manager on the Meridian Davis Refinery, or Meridian Energy spearheading the Davis Refinery, probably is the more correct way to say it. Just a couple questions here with you. You guys got your permit to construct from the North Dakota Health Department. Wanted to ask you about the technology on the Davis Refinery. From my understanding, the first greenfield refinery built in the United States, meaning, you know, from top to bottom, United States, full-on refinery. That's correct so far, right?
Yeah, that's my understanding as well. By the way, yeah, I like that you clarified full-blown refinery. There have been other refineries that are considered things like topping plants and stuff like that, where maybe they just do products like diesel or something like that. This is the first full-blown, you know, all-out refinery in a very, very long time. It's been decades, and that's exciting too. What's really interesting, Jason, is this is what's, I don't know, to me so wonderful about this project is that the oil and gas industry has come a long way. It's tremendous how much oil we can get out of the Bakken, and how much, you know, all of this activity. You look back from the 70s, what kind of, you know, what the technologies have allowed us to do in the state of North Dakota, just the state alone, let alone the nation and the world. These advanced technologies, the how far we've come along with technology and, you know, protecting the environment at so many levels and making sure we reduce emissions and make sure we reduce impacts to waterways and things like that. You know, these technologies are all being applied to a brand new project. This is going to be the cleanest thing that I've ever seen when it comes to refinery. It's going to be, you know, just very exciting. I know that, you know, people that we know that are look at it from the environmental perspective are excited about it, because we really do believe that this is a game changer for the industry, and it's going to show them, you know, what can be done to reduce emissions or minimize those emissions and still have a good amount of product run through and throughput. And you know, it's an exciting project to be involved with, and it's a lot of fun.
To me, one of the more exciting parts of the technology use is the application of old technology by using new technology to figure it out. What I mean by that is some of the things that you guys have going on the landscaping side with the native foliage and, you know, some of the, even to, I guess, from a distance, be able to kind of create a berm of trees or something like that in order to kind of create a better aesthetic feel towards it. But working with the universities and working with some of the different folks, where, you know, as well as I do, they're using computer programs to figure this stuff out in order to become so easy. And that's a side of technology I think a lot of people overlook. And a lot of that moving of nature to create its own ecosystem or biosphere, if you will, permaculture, really is kind of old school becoming new school technology. Did you guys ever come across that at all through the process?
Oh my gosh. Everything you said is right down the alley of this project. So it's interesting. We've been thrilled with the response that we've received from, you know, UND or NDSU. There's been, you know, there's opportunities out here to do so many different projects that improve, let's say, habitat and things like that in the area. You're absolutely right with the screening projects that are being considered around the perimeter berms, you know, plantings and things like that, but also habitat for bees, and different types of insects and different types of vegetation that are needed in this area that this project has the ability to develop. So there's also, you know, some opportunities to utilize geothermal and other technologies that are you know, readily available for this project that the universities have been able to point out to us with our meetings and saying, this should be a learning opportunity in this field, or we could use this as a learning opportunity in that field. And what's great about it is Bill Prentice and the Meridian leadership team all about that. That's what they want. That's what they want to, be not only the most advanced technology, but also the most environmental type project that they can possibly be. We've been meeting with the universities for some time. We've been looking at all these different habitats and different kind of opportunities, and it's going to be fun to try to, you know, incorporate as much of that as possible into the project.
Any final thoughts? Anything that we left out? It sounds like we're going to be talking with Mr. William Prentice next week about some of the impacts and implications, and I imagine I'll ask him about the target logistics, letter of intent, and that sort of thing. I don't know if that's outside your wheelhouse or what, but any final thoughts, anything that we didn't mention or want to reiterate, or any of those topics you want to take on a new direction?
You know, Jason, I think that, to me, if there was something that I would like to at least mention, is this. The tremendous amount of support that we received from the locals in that area, the governing officials, the elected officials, the ranchers, and the people that live in the town that have supported this project have been amazing. When it comes to issues that are dear to their hearts that we agree with completely, you know, personal property rights and things like that, and the development of projects like this one is a big deal. And we are so much looking forward to working with everybody in the area and everybody throughout the state to just make good things happen. That means jobs. That means, you know, increased, you know, hopefully the potential for increased revenues for the communities and the counties and things like that. But just everything that comes with building a project of this scale. And it's very exciting to be a part of it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hetherington with SEH, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go? Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talked to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community, talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, John Weaver with W. Reynolds Commercial Capital.
Well, I do a lot of different things. You know, I do equipment finance and leasing for, you know, I mean, anyone that needs to buy any kind of equipment, pretty much. I do SBA 7A and 504 loans. If you're not familiar with 504, that's generally used to purchase commercial real estate. Of course, we do. You know, I also do commercial real estate, including mezzanine finance and CMBS. And then, you know, I do accounts receivable factoring, which is, you know, when you look at businesses today, and this is across the board, really, the problem that every business runs into is that they don't have enough capital, or they don't have enough, you know, advertising. And, you know, that's why I'm really excited to partner with The Crude Life and Rig Reporter, because, you know, you guys are out there advocating for my business, and you're also supporting all of the oil and gas industry and helping them to find out about these new and exciting different innovations that are coming out, and the, you know, all these different people that offer solutions to the various problems that are specific to the oil and gas industry. That's why I'm so excited to partner with you guys, because I'm myself trying to break into the oil and gas industry and see if there are solutions that I might bring to the table, which might impact, you know, a couple of your listeners and help them to improve their bottom lines.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, as long as we're talking turkey here, that one of those solutions that we felt that you could bring to the oil industry was one that kept coming up over and over again, which was receivables. A lot of people were having troubles, you know, getting their receivables the last few years. 60 days turned into 90 days, and then all of a sudden you had to resubmit your tax ID number, so they got another 30 days out of the deal. I mean, all kinds of different things happen. But talk to me a little bit about that accounts receivable side of your business.
Right. Accounts receivable factoring, really, that is critically important for numerous businesses out there.
especially the oil and gas industry, as they're now waiting 90 and 120 days to get paid on services that they've already performed. You know, when you have a business that is experiencing these cash flow delays, you know, it creates these peaks and valleys in your income stream, and you're going to have problems meeting payroll. You're going to have, you know, you might need this new piece of equipment to, you know, to facilitate the service. You might need, you know, you might have a purchase order that comes in, and you need that money to go out and mobilize in order to be able to fill that purchase order. So, you know, I want to be clear here. Accounts receivable factoring is not the end all be all solution. It is a solution, and it might work in certain instances, and in other instances it may not. I do a variety of different things. I do everything, you know, receivable factoring, purchase order financing, exploratory drilling financing, mobilization financing, numerous other things that we can accomplish. It really depends on what the business, you know, specifically needs. Every business is unique, and therefore every solution must also be unique. Speaking about accounts receivable factoring, you know, the way it works is generally you'll get within, you know, 3 or 4 business days, once the relationship is established, you'll get 80% of the money that you're owed by your debtor. You'll assign that debt to my lender or my factor, and then they will collect on that debt. You'll get charged a little bit, usually 1.25% for every 15 days that they have to wait to collect it. And then when they collect it, you'll get all the money that you're due minus their fees. So it really smooths out the peaks and valleys of the income stream that many people are struggling with. And, you know, they're not able to do the advertising that they need. They're not able to, you know, purchase these, you know, this piece of equipment that they need. They're not able to mobilize in the way that they need to fulfill a purchase order or any of these other business expenses that they need. So while it's not the perfect solution for every situation, you know, when all you have to hammer, everything looks like a nail, but it is a solution, and it's a solution that I'm happy and proud to bring to the oil and gas industry, and so are my lenders.
Who would be somebody that would be qualified for something like this? I mean, is it, you got to be a big company, a small company? I guess talk to me a little bit about, you know, who would be your customer for something like that when it comes to accounts receivables?
My ideal customer for accounts receivable is anybody that has any money that's owed to them for a business purpose. I can work with people, you know, small mom and pop auto shops, you know, that are only running, you know, 5 or 10,000 of accounts receivable per month, all the way up to, I guess I would say I don't want to, you know, put words in my lender's mouths here, but, you know, they can probably accommodate, you know, a lot, but, you know, anywhere up to like 5 or 10 million a month, depending on the size of the company. And of course the account debtors. There is not, I'm not going to guarantee that every single account receivable debtor or accounts receivable invoice can be factored, because a lot of that's going to depend on the strength of the debtor and, you know, their cash flow, everything else. But in the majority of cases, it's all going to be deal dependent. But I'm certain that I can find a solution, whether it's a line of credit or any number of other things to help your listener base out when they're having these cash flow problems.
Let's talk about the other side of your business that I wrote down, the equipment financing part. I believe that's something that's relevant to the oil and gas industry as well as many other industries, but your equipment financing, just explain that a little bit further, what you guys are offering when it comes to equipment financing.
For equipment financing, I work with over 45 different lenders across the United States, And there's probably, you know, 8 or 12 of those guys that really specialize in equipment financing. We can go anywhere from, you know, $5,000 for, you know, some margarita machine, all the way up to $30 million for, you know, some, you know, huge industrial, you know, earth-moving machine, yellow iron. Really, anybody for almost anything. The beautiful thing about my lenders is that they're not so much concerned with credit, especially when you're talking equipment finance and equipment leasing.
To listen to the full-length interview with John Weaver from W. Reynolds Commercial Capital, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You know that I've lived, yeah, you know that I've tried.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's a place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. 3 different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Andy Craven with Elite Petroleum Technologies.
It's Andy Craven, Elite Petroleum Technologies, National Sales Director.
All right. Now, first of all, let's find out what this product is that you guys do. What is the product that you guys are displaying here at the conference?
This is an indirect heating system.
How does that work? It looks actually like some very long extended cow udders, if it was like PVC pipe, but they're kind of looped at the end like a cow udder. So talk to me about that.
So what that is, that's actually a heat exchanger, and it takes place of it replaces a traditional fire tube. So we pull out the fire tube out of a vertical heater treater, and we insert our system in, and the exchanger is one of the components with it. And then we have a steam-generated boiler that produces steam to heat the vertical treater.
So the oil and gas industry is very complex, but it's also very specific and very diverse. Who is your customer?
So any operator, anybody that's trying to meet reed vapor pressure and oil separation, so basically any producer.
How about when it comes to your different shale plays? We're in the Bakken right now at the Williston Basin Oil Conference and Petroleum Conference. Are you guys in the Bakken? Are you in other shale plays? Talk to me about where you guys are at, Mr. National Sales Director.
Well, our system really, you know, is for somebody that needs heat. And so, you know, the northern states are always better for that for us. So right now we're concentrating on the Bakken and, you know, in other states, Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Montana.
Are you getting into the international side of things? Canada, of course, you know, the Bakken and some of the oil sands and that sort of thing up there.
Absolutely. That's actually where the technology comes from. It's actually manufactured in Canada. So the neat thing about it, the system's bulletproof. It's been up there running for about 17 years. And just the application that we've put it in the States, where we've actually put one in a vertical treater, has just been around for about 3 years. So the system's, you know, been around forever, but just the application's new.
I'd like to give guests a final word. Anything that we forgot, anything you want to reiterate, anything, you know, kind of the floor is yours.
No, just, you know, check out our website. It's elitepetrotech.com for more information. And, yeah, I think that's it.
All right, man. Thank you. Okay,
thank you, man. Appreciate it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Andy Craven with Elite Petroleum Technologies or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Right now, we're going to hand the baton off to multimedia kidpreneur Otis with his Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Today, he interviews Rick Ross with Whiting Petroleum.
Hello, my name is Otis with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast, and today we're here with Rick Ross with Whiting Petroleum, and we're going to ask you a couple questions. Is that okay?
You bet. Thank
All
you.
Right. So what was your first job?
My first job was a paper boy.
Paper boy?
Yes, it was
Pretty
a fun job. I had like 100 papers that I delivered in my neighborhood. And it was early morning that we delivered papers, so yeah, it was a good job.
It sounds tiring. Why is the energy industry a good place for young entrepreneurs?
You know, I would say the energy business is good for entrepreneurs because it's a lot of new technology. With the Bakken boom, there are countless number of companies that started up from just young folks that were interested, found a niche and started a new company, and have done very well for them, grown. So it's a great place for startup companies.
All right. What advice do you have for young entrepreneurs like myself?
I would say be bold. Look for opportunities. Look for a niche where, for example, in the energy business, you can provide a service to the energy business. And then go out and figure out how to get it done, how to get into the business. And there's great opportunities.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, for taking time out of your day to let me interview you. I appreciate it. That concludes our interview.
Thanks, sir.
And that was multimedia kidpreneur Otis with his Kids in Capitalism KidCast and Rick Ross with Whiting Petroleum. To check out other KidCasts, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com. The Crude Life Media Network is a proud sponsor and mentor of Kids in Capitalism. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. I'd like to thank you folks for joining us this week. You can check out all of our interviews, past shows, and other features at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And we invite you all to join our social media network. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the social media page. We've got a social media audience and social media presence in many of the shale plays, including the Bakken. That's all part of the Crude Life Media Network. We're over 350,000 strong and growing every single day. And while you're at thecrudelife.com, be sure to click on our sponsors page. Of course, the sponsors make this program happen, whether it's the Dealmakers, Energy Safety Institute, Gas Techno Energy and Fuels, Hatch Coaching, or Tidwell Industries. We have some outstanding sponsors here at Building the Bakken Radio, and we invite you folks to please support them as much as you can. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the sponsors page. We have a whole list of them with links right there. And if you're wondering if Building the Bakken Radio or other Crude Life programming is carried in your neighborhood, check out our programs page on crudelife.com. We have a list of our programs as well as the radio stations that pick up those programs. And for those of you that are listening within our network, we'll be back next week at this time on this channel. We appreciate you folks very much for checking out this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Thanks again for joining us this week here on Building the Bakken Radio. Keep calm and frack on. If you don't take off your mask, when the outside's chilly, the inside is warm, you've been wishing you never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through in having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.